I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Okay, Cuba and the U.S. There has been one upside to the longstanding U.S. economic embargo in Cuba, fewer tourists damaging the island's ecosystems. But now with relations warming up between the U.S. and Cuba, environmentalists on both sides of the Florida Straits are worried about what a wave of American visitors could mean. Journalist Doug Strzok reported on this from Cuba last year. He spoke recently with The World's Carol Hills.
Are there specific species or habitats that are especially well-preserved in Cuba or in the waters around Cuba?
There's a small bird that's the size of a bee, which is presumably the smallest bird in the world. There is a species of crocodile there that actually hunts in packs, which is pretty bizarre. The corals are pretty well protected. So there's biodiversity there, and there's landscape, there's geology there that you don't find in lots of other places.
Tourists from all over the world travel to Cuba. What's the special concern about opening up Cuba to American tourists?
The concern is that there will be too many of them. Lots of folks in Cuba worry that they'll simply be overrun by the number of tourists. And it's not simply the numbers of bodies. It's all of the tourist infrastructure that would have to be developed to accommodate them. Instead of mangrove swamps on the shores, you might have a hotel built there. And, of course, with the hotel, everything that's on the hotel parking lot gets washed into the water. And you have accidental sewage spills, which create nutrients, which feed the algae, which kill the coral. So it's all the infrastructure that would come with an increase in the number of tourists there.
What kind of regulations or restrictions are in place right now in Cuba to prevent that from happening?
Well, protection of the environment has actually been part of Cuba's revolution. And in 1992, Fidel Castro went to the Earth Summit in Rio and said, we have to stop the destruction of the planet's ecosystem. So the government itself has enacted quite a lot of stringent regulations to protect the environment. The big question is whether or not what's on the books will be enforced.
Outside of Cuba, historically, environmental degradation kind of comes along with economic development. Are there examples of countries where the environment has been protected while tourism has really ramped up?
Well, certainly Costa Rica. They really thrive on ecotourism, and they've done a pretty good job of protecting their natural resources in order to provide for that. Yes, there are examples of success stories. Cuba also looks at examples of failures. Places like Jamaica are an environmental disaster because of rampant development, rampant tourism. Even the Virgin Islands has lost something like 60% of its coral, in part because of the development and because of the tourism. Puerto Rico's lost more than half of its coral. So Cuba has placed restrictions and laws to protect nearly a quarter of its coastal waters. So they are striving not to become a failure.
What are you most concerned about?
Well, Cuba is a poor country. So I think when you have the possibility of increasing jobs there, when you're going to bring in money, when you're going to bring in opportunity, those forces tend to sweep away the fairly noble goals of protecting the environment. And I think that's what most folks in the environmental community in Cuba are worried about. It's simply the lure of money, of jobs in a poor country.
That was journalist Doug Strzok. He spoke with my colleague Carol Hills last week.